Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Hello, all the best people I know, you, absolutely you, wherever you are listening live or on replay, downloading us on iTunes. You can get your mind vitamins on the go now. Just want to wish you a very happy Friday to our special Friday show with Peter Amato, who is just phenomenal, unbelievable, health, wellness, just so filled with wisdom and insight. And I know that you're going to want to speak to him live, which is 347-637-1318, or you can type your question in the chat. And he just got back from the Caribbean. He's going to do his book tour. He's leaving this afternoon, going to L.A. So we're lucky we got him in. That's why we had to schedule a special show. And that being said, if you can mark us as a favorite and get the worry-free updates, there's a little follow tag there, then you'll know when we have special people to help you shine and be your best, to give you that peaceful, purposeful life that we all want and deserve and is possible. But like Eleanor Roosevelt said, we have got to learn from others. We can't live long enough to make all the mistakes ourselves. And the only other thing that I wanted to make you aware of before I read about Peter's great bio is to check out Motivational Marathon, motivationalmarathon.com. I'm part of that. I'm so grateful and excited. Some great speakers. There's a 30-page ebook that alone is fantastic, but it's going to be an all-day event June 11th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and just all about, you know, wealth, health, business, all the things that matter most, family, relationships. It's going to be a lot of fun, interactive. So I hope that you'll sign up at motivationalmarathon.com today. And without further ado, I'm going to tell you about Peter Amato, because if you're ready to live your life with a deep sense of balance and harmony, to refine your well-being and learn about self-discovery, and to align your intention directly to influence your life rather than continuing to experience that outdated drive toward perfection, then today's show is for you. Peter Amato's life has been one of transformation, growth, and change. Peter worked in the ultra-successful family chain of automotive companies. Many of you may have heard about it, A&A Auto, earning wealth at a very early age. But money and material luxuries were not ultimately sustaining to Peter's inner desire to answer life's bigger questions, which we all have, who am I and what am I here for, which led him to study with conscious movement leaders such as Deepak Chopra, who endorses his book, which we're also going to talk about today, Soul Silence, Andrew Weil, and Nobel Peace Prize nominee Thay Nhat Hanh, if I'm pronouncing that right, which I'm probably not, but we'll have Peter fix that enunciation for me. Inspired by his own personal growth and realization that a new model for healthcare was needed, Peter became the founder and president of Inner Harmony Wellness Centers, the Inner Harmony Group, and Harmony Mountain Spa and Retreat. And you've got to go to his website, and he has some great videos. There's a great interview with him on a business television show there as well. And you can go to innerharmonywellness.com, I believe. But I tell you, this is just going to be a fantastic show. So, Peter Amato, welcome. It is my privilege and pleasure to have you on the show today because you are definitely one of the best people that we know.
Wow. Thank you so much, Deb. I'm so grateful and honored to be here. I love your show, and I'm just so happy to be in connection with you. It sounds amazing.
Oh. Listen, I'm telling you, Mutual Admiration Society, the more I learn about you and the more I know about you and speaking to you, just your wisdom and humility, and, you know, you've been through hell and back, but you are really helping so many people get out of the bowels of depression and death and not living their best, and you have so much to tell us today. I'm almost not really sure where to begin, but why don't we just start with the inner harmony approach to the soul silence, and just tell the people listening a little bit about that and how it works, because it's absolutely phenomenal. And give your website links again right here at the start of the show, because they might want to go to that while they're listening and come up with some questions for you, because your websites are fantastic.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm so blessed to have such incredible people who take care of this effort in moving consciousness and wellness and health forward. So you could check us out at peteramato.com. That's Peter Amato, A-M-A-T-O, or innerharmonywellness.com. And look into all of the different worlds that I live in and the parts and pieces that have helped foster who I have become today, you know, which has birthed what I call the Inner Harmony Approach. And we have different versions of the Inner Harmony Approach. We have the approach to optimal health. We have the approach to soul silence. We work in different populations, whether it's people who are incarcerated, people working in education and schools, or people in the healthcare system, or just people, you know, like you and I, who are just trying to have a better life. So what has evolved through me as a result of my own struggles in waking up and becoming more aware, and it all started with getting clean and sober, you know, 17 years ago, that started my journey, which evolved to become the Inner Harmony Approach to a more conscious way of life. You know, to basically rediscover who I am and know myself for the very first time.
And that is really the most exciting discovery, is just the discovery of ourselves. And, you know, what I love about your story, and I love about people who can share from their personal experience, there really is, as the 12 steps would say, you know, sharing our experience of strength and hope. So many people, especially today, and you were one of them, you had tons of money, more than you knew what to do with, you know, and people would say, oh, he's rich, he's good looking, he travels, he's got everything going for him. But the counterfeit happiness, you know, the world enticing us to buy, well, the drugs or the drinking or the sex, porn is a big thing today. I know a lot of people I talk with, you know, fight any, there's a numerous amount of addictions out there, and it doesn't matter, whatever it is that really influences our day so that we can't be who we are, anything that we feel we can't live without, that can be an addiction. And you come from that place of working with some amazing people and creating this integrative medicine approach. And, you know, can you tell listeners about that basic healing philosophy that's different from some of the other regimes, you know, that they might have been aware of? Because it's a very unique approach that you have, you know?
Sure, sure. And it's so true what you say, you know, and how I ended up where I ended up with all of the trappings of life and success that I was blessed to have, just to go inside and say, well, how could I not be happy? And, you know, to reconcile with this idea that I was basically a feel-good junkie and went on a search. Thank goodness I had a person who is now a judge who actually saved my life and allowed me to get in rehab, which eventually put me in 12 steps. You know, they say a nudge, a grudge, or a judge. Well, it saved my life, and I'm indebted to him forever and ever, and we've become very close friends. So with that being said, you know, to wake up in a rehab and say, wow, you had all the opportunity to be happy, and you end up here at 38 years old, really birthed an awakening within me to see all of the people around me from all walks of life suffering with the same illness, you know, the same dis-ease, we say. And I've come to learn, you know, what is it that we are disconnected from and uneasy about. So the search began with the 12 steps, which invited the first step, second, and third, which call for a surrender. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't have a relationship with a higher power or a God. So I went on a search throughout the world, actually, and sought all the best authors and theologians and healthcare experts, and went and studied with them and sat with them and questioned them and made private appointments with them. And they basically all said the same thing. They said, go home and sit still. So that was
Isn't that amazing?
Journey. It is.
And that leads to the book. But, you know, I think the classroom of silence is really the best place to hear most loudly those messages that are of priority and importance. Because if we can't sit long enough in our own skin suit, how do we expect, if we can't get along with ourselves, to get along with anybody else? And I think that in that classroom of silence, there are so many ways to learn, really learn about who we are, how we're feeling, what our thoughts are. And today, it's so busy. You know, you've got texting and phones and TV and, you know, internet. There's just so much around us that I think we've lost appreciating the gift of silence. And your book is fabulous towards that end. And people that don't know the 12 steps, you know, might not know what that 11th step is. So why don't you tell them what that is, and then we can, you know, talk about the gifts in this book, because it's absolutely phenomenal.
Sure. The 11th step suggests that we seek through prayer and meditation to establish a conscious contact with the God as we understand him, or her, I like to add. Like you mentioned, we live so external, you know, in the trappings of society and multitasking and just this fast-paced world that really captures us and basically captures our ego, which we find at the end of the day is not all that fulfilling. And this is generally where people's unhappiness comes from, when they recognize that, you know, they're going full steam, but they're not really getting anywhere. What's it all about becomes the question. So the 11th step in beginning the journey of self-inquiry, just to quiet down the mind enough to say, hey, what's it all about? And move within, we say, you know, and rediscover who we are is the beginning, I believe,
right,
a healthier and happier life.
And, you know, this idea of this counterfeit happiness that I think we are all buying, that quick fix, you know, that we want somebody else outside of us to satisfy and make us happy. We want the husband, the wife, the job, the money, the size of the house, all this stuff to make us happy. And when we realize that spiritual popcorn has left us starving, we realize that happiness really, I think, is that sense of peace, that sense of feeling that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And even if we don't define it that way, do you find that that's really what people truly want in being happy, is a sense of peace, to enjoy their own company, to be comfortable in who they are and in what they do during a day, and to know that no matter what happens, you know, everything's going to be all right and work out for good, and that no matter how bad something seems, there's always something good that can come out of it from learning the gift that might be the hidden jewel under the ground. I mean, do you want to, you know, share some of your expertise on that definition of happiness?
Sure, I absolutely do, Deb. And as we come to learn, happiness is an inside job, we're taught. However, society and our familial upbringing says no. They say strive, achieve, do good, become educated. You know, the American dream, 2.3 kids, white picket fence, station wagon, you know, and a strong education. Well, once we get there, we recognize that that is not at all fulfilling. But along the way, we have become human doings, you know, rather than stay connected or rediscover our essence, you know, our essential state, as Dr. Chopra would say, and that is the art of a human being, just a human being. We are so disconnected from that concept, and as you say, the counterfeit happiness and the quick fix that society keeps, you know, tantalizing us with, if you will, that so takes us away from our essential state. So I'm a strong believer, like yourself, in self-inquiry and just quieting down the mind, just taking 20 or 30 minutes once or twice a day, just to get quiet and listen. We hear in 12 steps so often, prayer is when we talk to our God or our higher power, but meditation is when we listen. So important to me is to rediscover the next right thing to do, and I only find that in the quiet. And that's what I teach, soul silence.
It's kind of unbelievable. I wonder if people, you know, a couple hundred years ago when they didn't have phones, you know, you never think you have to teach someone how to be quiet because that's all they were surrounded with. But it's amazing how we really have to get back to those basics. And, you know, it's like anything else in life. You get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you eat, you do your things during the day that seem routine, but you do them because you know that they're important to keep you healthy and alive. And we just, I think, are starving as a society to have that quiet. And it's a wonderful thing that you're doing to bring people back to that. And I do want to share a beautiful endorsement by Deepak Chopra for your book. With the listeners, it says here, Peter Amato's book, Soul Silence, is a guide for the countless individuals struggling to navigate through recovery. And I think that recovery is a word that people think of as, oh, well, that's somebody that's really sick, or that's somebody that, you know, is an alcoholic or has this type of a gambling addiction or whatever. But really what we're recovering from and recovering, I think, is who we truly were designed and created to be. And I think that if we're not feeling that peace, then that's all the evidence we need, that we are not being our true self. So maybe you can explain to us, because you teach about it and talk about it in Soul Silence that you took 7 years to write in your spiritual studies, those differences between prayer and meditation, and, you know, just talk to us about some of those things that you learned in your studying and practicing of mastering this beautiful gift of the silent soul.
Sure. And I could not agree with you more, Deb. I believe that everyone is suffering from addiction in one form or another, even if it's our thoughts. The ability to intervene between the trainload of thoughts that come into our mind all day long and find the ability to make a different choice or a new decision to break the chain, you know, of our belief system, basically. So the problem is the mind. I believe the mind is the root of all addiction. Because in actuality, we are taught to want. I see that as the main problem. We are taught to want. And, you know, we receive these feel goods when we are young and we go through adolescence, and that excitement of the first time we do things in the learning process. But at some point, you know, when we become adults, we no longer have that that connection, and it becomes an addiction. I know it has for me, but yet we continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. So therefore, how do we return home? How do we restore that innate connection to harmony within? And that has really been the crux of the work that brings so much benefit, oftentimes without awareness, just to sit quietly and move into a different experience, become congruent, become more unified with one's life so that we could really experience a different worldview and connecting with people, places and things, basically, in a whole new way that we could be available rather than moving from the mind and the thoughts that just drive us from one experience to the next, often mindlessly. So by quieting down the mind, it intervenes on the old tapes and allows us to be available, to be of help, to be of service, to maintain and experience a humility, basically you know, the peace that passes all understanding, as has been said in Scripture, is just an incredible way to move beyond the ego and this wanting and desire that so corrupts us.
Yeah. And, you know, I really think it's like, I think it was St. Francis de Sales maybe that said, well, half an hour a day of meditation is necessary, except when you're really busy and then you need a full hour. And, you know, it's the very thing that you think you don't have time for that is going to give you all the time that you could ever hope to have. And not only that, but it is going to quiet your mind. And I don't know who said this, but I love this quote. I'm a big quote fan. Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. I just love quotes because they're like little mind vitamins that you can take to bring your mind back to that hook. As you said, everything starts in the mind, and from the mind comes the feelings and then, you know, those behaviors. And it's a cycle that it can never be separated. It's the feeling, thoughts, and behave and actions. But that idea that the wealthiest man in the world, no matter if you are the richest man on planet Earth, you still cannot go and buy back your past. And we forget that that gift of time, you know, is all that we have, and we're worth that effort. And I think that low self-esteem is another type of illness or dis-ease, as you say, that forces us to reflect in humility, which is, I think, another common trait that I've noticed in great people like yourself as I do these interviews, is humility. You have to have humility to be one of the great ones, because the people that say they know everything are the ones that I'm running away from as fast as I can, because they definitely don't know, you know, because everybody has to be a lifelong learner. But, you know, just getting back to that, in what you're saying, I'm wondering if you can help people with soul silence being, you know, the prayer and the meditation and getting back and understanding things, how somebody might start out, maybe even somebody that thinks that they're doing a really deep, authentic job of prayer and meditation. What are some of the things that you teach to people in your practice about, you know, how to really engage fully in a real powerful prayer and meditation experience?
Sure. And I believe it begins with the contemplation of the decision. You know, it's similar. 12 steps have saved my life, but I was taught early on that maybe I would not make a meeting, but if the intention to get to the meeting was there, oftentimes that was enough. So it's really about the way we release the mind and have the humility to make a different or a new choice. Similar to meditation or self-inquiry, if at least we're trying, and if it's on our mind and in our mind, that surrender is possible. In fact, not only is it possible, but learning to surrender within as an inside job is very similar to the decision to want to make meetings. You know, just to be conscious about our choices. And similar to prayer, prayer can be oftentimes the voice of gratitude. You know, when I choose to pray, it's really when I'm experiencing gratitude or looking for gratitude. But meditation is when we are listening. You know, both are reflections toward understanding a deeper spiritual perspective, and to be able to learn and discern this relationship between, you know, our spirit and our ego, really, you know, and self-discovery through just quieting of the mind and moving beyond the thoughts and the old ways of life that have informed us, really lets us embody peace and experience the happiness which is innate. It's free. We've had it all the time. We don't have to go anywhere to get it. Nobody could take it away from us. And this allows us to wake up in the morning and feel complete, feel whole, feel holy, and know they're safe and they don't need anything. We don't need anything. We come in complete and we forget.
Yeah, and it's like, do you want to get up in the morning and say, good morning, God, or do you want to say, good God, it's morning? And, you know, we want, you know, it's isn't it true? And I think that we all, if we say that the real definition of happiness is peace, and then we know that whether we have whatever the God of our understanding, and I think that that's something that you really emphasize in your book and in your work. You know, for me, it's God, for somebody else, universe, whatever. But you have to believe and trust and be humble enough to know that there's something out there that cares and loves about you, and that you were created for a specific purpose, and that no matter what, and you mention this a lot, ego, and I'm always fighting that ego because it's like, well, I want this, or, you know, you think God is Santa Claus, you know, I want this, this is what I'm requesting, instead of saying, you know what, maybe I don't know what's best for me, or maybe I think this money will make me happy, but it really won't, and maybe I can be open in quiet to the possibility that there's another way for me to attain what I want. And, you know, I think that that is such a gift that you share in encouraging people, because you open our minds to the possibilities. You know, the parachute working syndrome. You know, you can have a parachute, but if it's not open, it isn't going to do you any good. And your mind is no different. For people listening, just so you know, because you got to get this book, it's first part one, and it's broken up, easy to understand, but part one talks about stepping into step 11, and Peter shares the drag racer story. He was, you know, famous, had all that money. He defines prayer meditation. He talks about the inner harmony approach. And then part two is totally dedicated to prayer and meditation. And it talks about, in a very, very authentic way, facing life's up and downs, the 12-step journeys, the walking your talk. And then part three is great about knowing God's will and carrying it out and overcoming those pitfalls on your spiritual journey. And then you have, at the very end of the book, just so people know, you have a list of references, and I think you list so many great places that everybody listening, you can go to. You can get his book and you can find out what would be in your local town that you could have as a great non-judgmental support system, along with signing up and getting Peter's work to help you. But talk about knowing God's will and carrying it out, because I think that's a big part of step 11, as you said. So let's talk a little bit more about that. How do you know that you know God's will?
Well, that's a great question. And I love what you said earlier about the three magic words of I don't know. And I believe it starts there. You know, in surrendering the ego or the monkey mind or the I think I know syndrome is really to become one with I don't know. And that opens up our whole world to a new experience. And I highly suggest that people start their day, even in the morning, with connecting with their breath at the nose, just to experience the full duration of the inhale and the exhale, and use that as a vehicle for transformation to help move one beyond thought. And live your breath. Just connect with your breath. And another great tool is to smile. It's amazing when we walk around or drive around and you look at people's faces. Very, very few of us have a natural smile. You know, it's really comical that life is that way, that we're just not practicing happiness. So to wake up, connect with your breath, and put a smile on your face, and know what that feels like, and allow that to become an experience, is profoundly beneficial. You know,
yep.
And
so getting up in the day, so that's something that everybody, a practical application right now, if you're listening, tomorrow morning when you get up, do what Peter's saying, you know, breathing, being aware, can't have two thoughts occupying your head at the same time. So, you know, put that light in and focus on your breathing, realize that how special you are, and then say something from a place of gratefulness. And what else? How else do you start your day with? What type of things do you say that we might be able to implement tomorrow morning?
Well, also the word happiness becomes very, very important, and how we reconcile with that word. You know, I've learned that happiness is an inside job. Happiness is a choice. When I smile, I experience happiness, because we're always trying to connect happiness externally. I'll be happier when, I'll be happy with. You know, we think it's elsewhere and at another time in our life. So to practice happiness and experience what I like to call joy without cause.
Ooh, I love that. Joy
without
cause. Ooh, love that.
Yeah. So it's a celebration of happiness that we can achieve just by smiling and buying into it. And
you know, scientifically, Peter, it's scientifically, when you smile, you're releasing endorphins in your body. And what do endorphins do? They make you feel good. And so maybe the thing we can all do in the morning is look in the mirror. We could get off the phone right now if you have a mirror near you. Just look in the mirror and smile at yourself. And I mean, that right there is a great choice.
Absolutely. And it's proven, you know, and the health benefits are just outrageous. You know, with smiling, they've even brought it into yoga. We now have laughter yoga. I mean, people just get together to laugh and be silly, you know, dance in the moonlight, you know, and just be outrageous, live fully, bark at the moon.
Yeah, I know, really. We've just got to not let our happiness come from other people's minds, right? And keep
That's
the focus
right.
on ourselves instead of worrying about somebody else. Because really, there's, you know, we go around and make a person, place, or thing outside of ourselves our God instead of letting God be God. And I think that's the gift in soul silence that can really help people understand, you know what? There are things that I don't even know about myself. I didn't even know I had this feeling, or I didn't know this thought was coming up, or I didn't know how and you know, I think that if somebody feels embarrassed looking at themselves in the mirror, smiling at each other, I mean, I think that's a good indication of how much more love you need to have for yourself. I mean, I think everything can be, you know, a useful tool in learning in that discovery of ourselves and getting back into that place of recovering who we were supposed to be and who we are meant to be, because we are unrepeatable. There is nobody else like us, and I'm a firm believer everything on earth has a purpose, so I don't know why we as human beings would be any different. You know, if basic things that we all own have a purpose, you know, everything has a purpose. But if somebody has an addiction out there, or feels that they know somebody with an addiction, you know, what is some advice that you can give to them? And also, what is your thought of the maybe the source or cause of addictions? Because you do so much work with it, I think that this could be helpful to those listening.
Well, I think the cause is wanting. The cause is the way we are raised, you know, that we, when we're young, we need to depend on people to mold us, to shape us, our parents, our family, and society. But it becomes just overdone, you know, and there's a lot of, you know, control that goes on that affects the way we think, believe, and perceive. So our perspective of life becomes tainted. And we're not taught to be able to resonate from the experience of wholeness, because we've entered into a world of separation that calls us in so many directions by so many external factors that it's not easy to stay knowing who we are. So we buy into all of the external strategies that are going to bring us happiness, and next thing you know it, we wake up one day and we wonder who we are. We don't even know who we are. And very many people, whether they're in 12-step or not, are realizing that this is almost a veil of illusion that has robbed us. And many people are now searching for answers to the deeper experience and looking for a better life. You know, so, I mean, I'm an avid believer of 12-step. That's where you can go and see everyone suffering with the same basic problem. You know, we know drugs and alcohol and, you know, all of the other forms of addiction are only symptoms, but the root cause is the same, that it's a spiritual disconnect. And life does not teach us how to connect with our essential state or the spirit that you know, is our birthright and actually is the experience of the cosmos, if you will.
We're getting some comments in the chat room too, thanking you for making those great points as well. And I want to just encourage, if you wanted to call, because I see a lot of people in the chat room, so if you had a question for Peter, he can answer your call. We still have a few minutes left at 347-637-1318. And, you know, I think part of that, and you talk about with those 12 steps, I really think that getting in a room of people who listen, without judgment, and getting this idea in our head that, well, somebody else has the total answer, or if somebody really knew that this was what I was like, they wouldn't love me or care about me, or there's something that is wrong with me that's not wrong with somebody else, and to understand that there's a group of like-minded individuals who can relate to someone's experience in an authentic way without judgment is really liberating and freeing. And I think that there's a lot of silence even in those meetings because nobody interrupts anybody else, and most of the formats don't have any what they call crosstalk. So, you know, I think that all of that really leads into supporting your deep work on that 11th step, which is so awesome and so important for all of us. So, you know, if somebody wants to call in, I wish that you would, because we don't have too much more time. But for those people that want to get in touch with you and learn more about you, and I know that you do I know you're going on a tour in Los Angeles. Somebody might be out there as well. But you have your Inner Harmony Wellness Centers. You have your Transpersonal Coach and Spiritual Transformation. You have, you know, your metaphysical and inspirational writing. You have, you know, consulting and coaching and volunteering. So just tell us what's going on with you and how we can meet and connect with you, Peter, because you're awesome.
Wow, thank you so much, Deb, and likewise, by the way. But peteramato.com or peteramato@aol.com, and we are in the throes of embarking on our Inner Harmony Approach Transformational Living Workshops, where I've designed 2-day, 4-day, and 7-day workshops with a teacher training component where people can come into a career and teach consciousness and the journey of consciousness using yoga and meditation and many other modalities that we teach in our 2-, 4-, and 7-day trainings. And that's exciting for me. That's something new that we're just embarking on, that I've been working on for almost 20 years, and really excited about it. And that's the future, is to get one candle lighting another.
Yeah, and you know, if you're in a dark room, you bring in a little candle, it certainly does light up a big space. And, you know, sometimes I think we forget, you know, we always want that immediate answer to the end of the story, but sometimes it's like headlights on a car. You can only see that little bit in front of you, and that's okay. That's all you need to know for now. And that's, I think, part of that surrendering process, which you talk about, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so many people are, you know, looking for a spiritual path, just trying to move to a deeper place. And we need roadmaps, you know, to come within. We need roadmaps to get inside. And that's really the Inner Harmony Approach and what I teach both privately as a coach and in groups and at conferences.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I'm telling everybody is what I'm. Everybody listening, you have to go to Peter's website. It's great. It's like a little Caribbean vacation. Actually, you can see pictures of Peter and his facility in the Caribbean. But you know, there's lots of videos. There's lots of things that you can get, mind vitamins, and you know, you have your eyes and your ears. You know, your mouth, you have all your senses for a reason. And I think that when you can fully engage your 5 senses, you can make the experiences for you real, so that even though we're listening to Peter and we're hearing his story, you know, wow, he had this, he was a racer, he came from the auto, you know, tons of money and, you know, all of these great things that seem so perfect. And it's like, well, easy for him to do a transformation. And he went around and he met Deepak and he did all these things and I can't do that. But you know what? That is not the point. The point is that we all learn from everybody else and we all help each other. And when you have this experience and you see these peaceful feelings coming into your heart where you really love who you are as a unique individual and you want to share your own shine with the world, then what Peter is teaching us will become our own experience. And then when it's our own experience, then we can do like he was saying, we can bring that light to other people. But we have to own it first ourselves. But you have to learn from other people. And I don't think there's any shame in that. I'm always saying, because I used to be in cardiac surgery sales, there was the best valve surgeon in the country at Brigham and Women's Hospital, but when he needed a valve replaced, he had to go to somebody else to do the surgery on him. And we all need to help each other, and that's what I love about your commitment to people, because you come from a genuine place of experiencing the sorrow and experiencing the joy. And I think Inner Harmony Group is in Inner Harmony Wellness. It just absolutely phenomenal creations. And for those who are also interested in learning a little bit more, you have to get Soul Silence, which you can find, there's a link to it on his website. But there's some other books, A Blessing in Disguise, 39 Life Lessons from Today's Greatest Teachers, which you wrote with Andrea Joy Cohen, who's a MD. Also, I think that you had Leadership Moments, Turning Points That Changed Lives and Organization, which was published a few years ago. And you're working on another book already, The Only Way Out Is In. And I love the title of that one, too. How else can we get a little bit more of your writings and newsletters and things like that?
Well, you can sign up for our mailing list on peteramato.com. And also, I have a really great guided meditation CD with a 15-minute and a 30-minute guided meditation. I can't say enough about sitting still. Oftentimes, we need to have a voice to bring us within. So it's a meditation that's a tutorial that coaches us within using the breath as the vehicle with spots of silence that grow within the 15 and 30-minute experience. I highly recommend the CD for people looking to engage and moving inward. And the only way out is in, and sitting still is the key.
Unbelievable. I'm telling you, you are such a gift that keeps on giving. We're going to have you back on. I know you've got a busy tour, but there's so much wisdom that you have. And also, people that are in the Pennsylvania area, you know that Peter is at Mercy Hospital, and you're right there in the General Services Building, I think. Is that where you are?
That's correct. It's Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Unbelievable. And for those that are in St. Martin, isn't that nice?
Right, on the Dutch side of the island of St. Martin in the Northeast Caribbean, Inner Harmony Wellness Center.
Oh, listen, let's all, the best people we know club, let's all go down for a little retreat with Peter out there in St. Martin. That sounds like good. Would that be fun? Are we having fun yet or what? We're doing the happy dance now. We can all go, the best people we know club. We could do a radio show from there. There must be
That's
a way
right.
We can come up with that. We'll have to come up with something. Wouldn't
let's
that be
do
fun?
It. I love your show.
Well, I tell you, I got to say, I'm a little partial to the show because I love it, too. I'm always saying, I hope everybody else enjoys the show as much as me because I love my guests. I love all the listeners, and I'm so excited. We have so many great listeners, you know, that are here and a lot of regular and people that have great shows, like Candy has a great show, she's in there, and Jack, and people doing the little emoticons and everything. It's so much fun, and we're getting syndicated on some AM stations now, too. So I am very humbled at how well the show's doing and very grateful for the listeners. But, you know, they keep coming because of people like you, Peter, and making a change and having the courage to share, hey, there's no shame in change and learning and growing and helping another. In fact, I think it's a real strong person that has the courage to be humble, you know, and the paradox of life, I think it's true. And, you know, you have to get up every day and you do what you talk about. I mean, you get up and you do your prayers, you do your meditation, you do all these things. And that's why, because you take your vitamins on a regular basis to feed your whole soul. I think that's why you're so healthy and happy and able to teach us, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, any final word? Because we're down to our 90 seconds. I can't believe it. I'm so sad. We'll have to all listen to the tape again to recycle the happiness.
Yeah, for sure. And you've been an incredible host. You know, you're amazing. What you're doing is amazing. And you know, all I can say is love and serve. I mean, that's why we're on the planet, and that's really all we have left to do. We've been everywhere else and done everything else, and now it's time to take care of each other and get alone and grow and then pass it on.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Ready, set, grow.
That's right.
All right. Well, if you enjoyed the show, everybody, and you loved Peter as much as I did, go to his website and thank him. Sign up for his newsletter. He's just an amazing human being. What a soul of light and love. And let him know that you appreciated him being on today. And get his book and sign up for his newsletter. Go to iTunes, rate the show. Tell me what you think at greenskyandbluegrass.com. And know that you are loved and appreciated. We all help each other. So share the show with a friend and keep us going and growing. And go out and make it a blessed day. Be a blessing. You weren't here by accident. And we love you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.